Most of the Midwest will experience a wet weekend once again, as we have another storm system that will be somewhat slow moving across the region. But the precipitation amounts will be nowhere near as great as those of last weekend, and we will not see new flooding occurring across the region either. The majority of the region will see precipitation at one time or another, and some areas have already picked up on moisture, and we'll see some additional amounts occur as we move forward through this next 24-hour period. In fact, some of the precipitation in the eastern Midwest will stay with us into Sunday morning. The majority of the precipitation that at this hour is occurring as snow in the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt, extending from Nebraska into Minnesota and parts of northwestern Wisconsin. Everybody else is reporting some rain and drizzle, and it's not everybody that's being impacted at this hour. The temperatures across the region are contrasting a little bit from the readings in the teens and 20s in the far northwestern Corn Belt to most other areas reporting temperatures in the 30s and some lower 40s. The warmth out there this morning will go just a little bit further before we have reached the peak of the warmth for today. We'll expect the afternoon highs across many areas in the Midwest to be still relatively pleasant for this time of the year. Those afternoon readings getting up to around the 40s and lower 50s in the eastern parts of the lower Midwest, while 20s and 30s are common in the rest of the region. High temperatures tomorrow will still contrast rather sharply, with readings in the single digits and teens in parts of Minnesota and eastern Dakotas to readings as warm as the 50s from Ohio southward into Kentucky. And as we get out into the day on Sunday, everybody will cool down. We'll look for the highs in the single digits and teens in the northwest and 20s and 30s in the rest of the region. A short-term correction in the temperatures will take place as we get to Monday afternoon with a bit of a warm-up likely, but we'll turn right around and reinforce the cold air for Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, with teens and 20s expected for highs in the lower Midwest on those 2 days. The low temperatures at night are going to be down below zero in portions of the upper Midwest. And on Sunday morning, which will probably be coldest, we'll see those negative numbers occurring all the way south into parts of Nebraska and Iowa, and we'll look for single digits and teens to occur in parts of the northern eastern Midwest. The coldest temperature during midweek next week will bring some more sub-zero readings down across the northern Midwest, while single digits and teens occur again in the Ohio River Basin area. We do expect to see precipitation in most of the region as we move through this next 2.5 days. The precipitation will be lightest in the western Corn Belt. I would imagine most of the region will see only about a tenth of an inch, maybe a quarter of an inch at the most out of this next 24 hours of precipitation. We do expect snow to continue throughout the day today and overnight tonight in the upper parts of the Midwest, and some of that snow will try to work its way into the southwestern Corn Belt before finally diminishing. A new low-pressure center will form somewhere over Arkansas as we get into Saturday morning, and that low will work its way northeastward to Michigan and Ohio, and as a result of that developing storm center, we'll likely see some enhanced snowfall take place from southeast and south-central parts of Missouri up into Michigan. We could see anywhere from 2 to 6 inches of snowfall, but there is a potential for a narrow band to perhaps get upwards to maybe 8 or 9 inches with this event. Close monitoring the situation is warranted, and travel might be hazardous in that band of heavy snowfall. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.